Didn't charge him a penny. He wasn't out a dime.
That's a nice way to do it.
Stay another 3 or 4 years and he'll be ready to get out on a pension and
come back and farm?
He can do whatever he wants to do. He was raised on a farm.
You think he'll want to do that?
I doubt it. I don't know, but he might. He always wanted that 90 acres right there at that corner. See, I own these, me and the boys own these other three corners.
Uh-huh.
I could have one time bought that. Folks didn't want me to, said it'd work too hard. I wish now I had bought it and then I'd had all four corners here.
See? Yeah. This gets to be a busy road. It'd be a good place for a gas station and a restaurant, maybe.
Just anything along this road here. This school out here is going to keep growing by leaps and bounds. See, we've got somewhere from 300 to 500 children. I know exactly how many, but close to 500, I guess, all together. And you know that's going to just keep growing.
That's pretty. There's pine over there, isn't there?
No, that's just a common green oak. There's no pine over there.
That certainly has nice shade.
You take long this far. These trees, what do you see now?
What's that bug over there, the one with the yellow, the red stripe?
Where's he at?
Right on that tree.
On that tree?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't see him. Oh, I did now. He was climbing down it, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think that's what we call a vinegar loon. They bite you too.
Did they sting or did they bite?
They bite.
Like a big egg.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's what they call a vinegar loon.
Certainly a healthy bug.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any of those hornets around here with a red band on them?
Red band? That must be wasp, ain't it?
I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't think I've ever seen any, but they say those are really rascals.
Yeah, I think that's wasp. A hornet is a kind of a, oh, I don't know, he's got a little white on him and brownish looking and looks a whole lot like a bumblebee. You know what a bumblebee is. Look a whole lot like a bumblebee, only the hornet makes his nest up in the trees and the bumblebees makes his down on the ground.
Oh, I wanted to ask you if something happens very suddenly without any warning. You say it happens, how?
Accident.
Well, for example, let's say you're driving along and the engine falls out of your car. You say, I didn't have any warning at all, it just happened.
Well, I don't know what you'd call that. It wouldn't be an accident, would it?
No. I mean, you want to let people know that it happened without any warning. It was
poor mechanic work or something. If something like that was to happen, you know, it couldn't be nothing else.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder if they don't build that into some of these cars.
They might do that too.
Well, the expression I was thinking of was all at once or all to once or.
All at once, my car, the motor fell out of my car.
Would that be a common expression?
I think that'd be, lots of times, you know, you can be driving along. I never had it to happen, but a rod, you know, will go out of your car.
Yeah.
And that causes a lot, all at once, causes a lot of confusion.
Yeah, something about difficulties with an automobile out on the road. I feel so helpless. There's so little I can do.
Oh, that's the way of me. All I know is just to keep one and guide down the road. I'm a poorest mechanic you ever seen. Some fellas, you know, can if something go wrong, they'll know what to do, and it makes lots of difference. A fella really ought to learn that, but I never did.
Well, it's a lifetime work.
That's right, it is. You're right. I usually just keep a pickup about long enough now. I've got, you might have noticed, an awful nice little pickup there. I've had that 3 years last spring, and I've only got about 14,500 miles on it.
Hmm.